Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We continue the discussion of Surah Al-Layl, verse 12, Inna Alayna Lal-Huda. And the last thing we talked about before being disconnected is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance is of two types. Allah ta'ala's guidance is of two types. Huda al-Tawfiq, that of success, and then no one is capable to provide except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second is that of guidance, of showing and directing the way. And this could be from Allah and this could be from the creation, like from the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and from the scholars as well. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reported to his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, as in Surah Ash-Shura 42:52, Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you guide to the straight path. And as to the hidayah, which is hidayah al-tawfiq, that of success, then this is, no one can offer this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-Qasas in 28 verse 56, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Verily, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, guide not whom you like, but Allah guides whom He wills. And if we examine this verse, if we examine this verse, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى, indeed, truly on us is to give guidance. We will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had indeed made things clear, everything made clear as to that which pertains to the creed and as to that which relates to the ibadah, to the worship, and to the morals, and to transactions, and also as to what to avoid. قال أبو ذر, سبحان الله, disconnected again. لا إله إلا الله.